This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I was just, Jeff and I were, before we got started, we were looking at the clip popped up on the Twitter machine that I showed Jeff. Is apparently there's this show out called All's Fair. And All's Fair is apparently women divorce or I don't, or it's, you know, one of those
original
things.
Concept.
Right.
And divorce women sitting around bashing men.
Well.
Novel idea.
And I bet they never lose a case.
Right.
But anyway, so it's in this, it's as of, what's today, November 5th?
November 5th.
As of Wednesday, November 5th, it's got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not a single. It just came out.
Okay.
But 0%. War of the Worlds has got 2 or 3%. Okay, so
Jesus.
So this show's got 0. And it's got people in it I respect, like Sarah Paulson is in it, and she's great in everything,
yeah.
And I love her. And Glenn Close is in it. Like, how do you
she's
not
still around?
How do you not respect that chick? Yeah. Naomi Watts,
wow.
Like people, like. So there's this scene where.
So they spend all their money on actors, not writers.
Well,
is that what you're saying,
Kim
champ?
Kardashian's in it, so that you know that may she's
okay.
Coming up in the news today too. By the way, completely unrelated thing. But anyway, it's this clip, and it's Niecy Nash, and it's Kim Kardashian, and it's Sarah Paulson, and I want to say Glenn Close. They're all kind of sitting around.
Yeah.
Really tight close-ups.
You're going to play this clip?
I got it on the oh. Twitter machine. But fucking Niecy Nash says to, I've been investigating so-and-so, and you better pin your wig down, because I'm about to blow it off. Jeff and I fucking lost our minds.
Some quality writing there.
I go, we've got to video store this. Absolutely amazing. What a line. Elizabeth Berkley is in it.
Who?
Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh,
Niecy Nash.
Jesse?
Like people with careers, man. Like, you know what I mean? And they're
yeah.
God damn.
A lot of people in that. Big cast.
Well, that's where all the money went.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the writer's room Might have been AI writers.
AI writers doing it.
Chat GPT putting a script together. One editor.
But it's Chat GPT they ordered from Temu.
Yeah, it's a young gay man they found sitting in a cubicle going over the AI script and making some adjustments. But, I mean, it sounds, but that clip was, Better pin your wig now.
It's so serious. She's so serious. This is really going to fucking knock your socks off, Aunt Connie.
So anyway, quick programming note. This is the last properly formatted show of the year.
Yep.
We started off doing a couple, you know, where we watch these old instructional videos. And we did a couple, and we were having so much fun, we just kind of kept doing them.
They really are.
So now the last 5 weeks of the season are going to be five episodes of us watching old instructional films. And we had a blast doing them.
Yeah.
And then we get into the worst of the year stuff. So, but man, but this is like the last proper.
That's it.
Last proper show of the year here today. Recording on the 5th for 4th for broadcast on the 8th.
8th.
It's the 5th today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 8th, that's Trixie's birthday.
Yeah.
Yours is the day before.
And mine's the 7th.
Coming up.
Yeah.
What are you going to be, 53?
53.
53.
Yeah.
God damn.
Halfway there.
Halfway? Fuck. Dude, I'd say you got maybe 5-7 years left.
Slow down. I got to make it to...
a lot. I know. I'm sorry.
I got to outlive Lincoln. So yeah. What was he, 56?
I don't fucking know.
3 months and a couple of days, I think, on Lincoln.
I think you already outlived him, but no, whatever. No, I mean, no, talking age-wise.
He's got me beat by 3 years anyways. Mm. He was 56 when he died.
So you're saying you want me to take you out the day after Lincoln gets assassinated?
No, I think it was when I was young. It was, well, like I wanted to outlive my mother.
Yes.
Which was easy because she was super young when she died.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to, now I'm like, okay, if I can outlive Lincoln, then.
Yeah.
We can set a goal after that. But I am falling apart, and I think I have decided that one of the things I need to do during the break is lose about 30 pounds.
Yeah?
And I need to dedicate myself to that because it is – my back hurts all the time.
Yeah.
And my knee hurts all the time.
All the time.
And the fact that I'm a fucking lazy shitbird should not, you know – lead to myself being this miserable all the time.
The longer that we continue this nonsense, this show, this malarkey, like that term.
Malarkey? I do love the term malarkey. Yeah, no, yeah, I do too.
Very, very fond of malarkey. The longer we do this, the longer this goes on and we age, are we going to start putting each other on our Deadpools?
Well.
And what do we win?
You remember the first year we did it, I had myself on my own Deadpool.
I don't remember that.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because we had like a top 10 and a wild card pick.
Were you the wild card?
I was the wild card. Yeah. Yeah, because I was going to die in my sleep from the sleep apnea.
Huh.
And I may still. I mean, you know, knock on wood, but I may still. But, yeah. Oh. But, I can't imagine being 60 and sitting here talking about our various maladies.
Still making dick and fart jokes at 60? God, I hope so.
To be yeah, I mean.
Why not?
At 40,
grow up now?
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
And at 40, we sat here and talked about how.
No shit.
We can't be
doing this. Kind of getting a little too old 40, you know, time to grow up.
We can't be doing this at 50. Well, now I'm 53 and you're 54 and here we are, right? It's like.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Uh-oh.
Here we are.
I'll tell you what.
Let it go. Just let it happen.
Ooh. Boy, that did happen too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Oh, poison.
I don't want to smell your shit.
Working hard to make sure you don't have to there, but whew, it is vile, though. It's poisonous.
Yeah, it's funny how you do that, because when I let one go, I can't wait for it to fucking hit your nostrils.
And it hardly, you know, the interesting thing.
I know they
thing,
don't anymore.
It hardly ever does.
Where was it that they drifted around so bad? Was it at Camp TGO that they, I mean, that was a small hot room that had its own fucking weather system anyway.
That fucking hot box, everything.
Everything fucking rotated around.
Hung in the air.
Fucking tornadoes would spring up spontaneously.
Oh, the sun rose on the...
Hot box.
The sun set on the back of the house. We could have grown pot plants in there.
Somebody, I'm sure, probably did. The way the sun came in that back fucking room.
And
then we put that fucking sheeting up to insulate it, remember, for the winter?
Yeah, so
Jesus Christ.
We turn a...
Turned it into fucking Mars.
We turn the heater on so we can warm. Well, Jeff will be over in half an hour. Better go warm it up. So I go fucking turn the space heater on and
start a little fire.
Oh, boy. We thought we were on the breaking edge of something important.
that goddamn old tower with those two fucking condenser microphones plugged into a Y splitter.
Yeah.
With clown noses on them.
Yeah, because you didn't have pop filters back then. We couldn't afford them.
Oh, man.
You had four kids, and I was just a broke idiot. And we couldn't do any of that stuff back then.
God damn.
It was season eight. I maxed out a credit card to get half the stuff we have now. You know, it was season eight. That's whatever year that was. Jesus. And now here we are at the end of the 18th season, the 20th year, and we're... It's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'd like to lose some weight during the break this year.
Yeah, you should.
Hopefully I can dedicate myself to
that. Try and make that happen.
I'm weak is my problem, and I just...
I hear you. It's,
you know, 30 pounds. Heavyweight champion of the world weighs 220 pounds. Figure if I can get to 220, tighten some stuff up a little bit, and I'll just kind of let it go from, you know, I'll just kind of be happy to have that. You know what I mean?
30 pounds would do a lot.
Sure would.
You know.
Yeah. Get you close.
Yeah, get you an inch back at least, you know.
Yeah. Talked about this a few weeks ago.
Get you back to your fucking length.
No, buddy. My fucking length? No. It was a lot more than what I got now. Oh, God. Yeah, it was a long, I mean, you know. Now, everything else around, the cock doesn't get bigger. Everything else around it gets smaller. But your cock is the same size it is from the jump. It's always that same size. But they do say for every 30 pounds you lose, you get an inch back because everything, you know, is shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can get another 2-3 inches back. I might get out there and start, you know.
Start, yeah.
Throwing some.
Start scattering some seed again.
No. Kidding me. To tolerate women and their fucking nonsense. Forget it. It's not in me. And
Not willing to put up with that anymore,
buddy,
huh?
I'm tired. You know, like I'm sitting around today going, well, you know, maybe I text so-and-so and ask her if I can eat her pussy for my birthday. You know, it's like a gift. And then I fucking jerked my load off and I was like,
yeah,
you know
good.
What?
Yeah,
I'm good.
See, right there, before you make any rash
moves, decisions,
or anything, jerk off first.
Yep. Because you can't take
clarity.
You can't take that text back,
nope.
You know?
Fucking clarity.
No, it feels every, you know, month it feels more over than the month before. I just can't see myself out there chasing it. I guess if I met someone organically and she kind of went, you know, like Kylie did. Kylie came to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you want some company to go see some of these Oscar movies, you know, let me know. Like, she brought it to me. It would almost have to be that way because I just don't have it in me to go out and.
Yep.
What am I going to do, hunt for it? I'm 53 fucking years old. That's crazy. It was nice to meet you. You know, I really can't wait to come and... God, I'm bored just saying this to you.
What I'm trying to say is I can't wait till this is over so I can go home and take a fucking nap.
Yeah, I just, you know... I mean, not embarrass myself. And that's part of it, too. You don't want to embarrass yourself as a man of a certain age.
Yeah.
You know? I know a girl half my age, and she has no idea of the fact that I would pay her rent if she let me fuck her twice a week. She's got no, and she'll never know that because let's not embarrass myself. I'm a man of a certain age, you know. Can barely get up the stairs to her apartment to fucking do it. My knee would give out. My ankle would like. What are you gonna do? Pops?
You know, speaking of getting up the stairs,
you gonna hobble up there to embarrass yourself, Grandpa, trying to fuck this girl? No.
I've been getting Beavis and Butthead clips.
Yeah.
What is the deal with them getting old? Is that where they took the newer cartoons? Butthead's fat. He gets so fat that they can't kick him out of his apartment.
Yeah. The two seasons on Paramount Plus, they each have a couple episodes where they go to future Beavis and Butthead.
Future,
Yeah, it's
funny. Jesus
yeah, they're funny.
Christ,
man. Yeah, they're funny.
Hey, go ahead. Try it. Yeah. Keep pushing.
Well, did you see the one where Beavis gets a job being Butthead's caretaker because Butthead's too fat to take care of himself?
I think that's part of that series of clips.
And they're in the store together. Grocery shopping.
I don't think I've seen. I gotta watch these episodes. Mm-hmm. I gotta pull these up on the fucking TV and watch them because they're pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, they're funny. Oh well, we got some big catching up to do and a couple of stories.
Yeah, catch up.
Yeah. We got big stuff this week. If we updates and corrections, it's gonna be a fucking half hour this week.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Buddy, I'm skipping this fucker across the street. I've had it. Earlier this year, we talked about Prince Andrew a little bit.
We did.
You know, sounds like your boy is up against his own gimmick there.
Yeah, he got kicked out of the family.
Good evening, I'm Maurice Dubois.
Good evening.
John Dickerson is on assignment. It just keeps getting worse for Andrew. Can't call him Prince Andrew anymore. His big brother, the King, stripped him of his titles today.
Okay.
Which also included Earl of Inverness and Knight of the Order of the Garter.
Well, I think that was his problem.
That might have been yeah.
Some garters were his issue.
Sirloin of beef.
Great Bugs Bunny.
Yes.
Sirloin
of beef.
Bam! He just keeps hitting him with the fucking malice or whatever it was.
Scepter. Scepter. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, sirloin of beef. That's what it is. Sir Earl of Sandwich.
Presenting His Most Royal Majesty, the King.
The King, Your Majesty.
Sheriff of Nottingham, in gratitude for your faithful service, I shall knight thee.
Your Most Gracious Majesty.
In the name of my Most Royal Majesty, I knight thee. Arise, Sirloin of Beef. Arise, Earl of Cloves. Arise, Duke of Brittingham. Arise, Baron of Munchausen. Arise, Essence of Myrrh. Duke of Magnesia, Quarter of Ten.
You are too kind.
You are too kind.
You are too kind, Your Majesty.
All right, Milk of Magnesia.
Arise, sirloin of
beef. Oh, that's a fucking classic, shit. Jesus.
Of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, Earl of Cloves. Arise, Duke of Brittingham. Arise, Baron of Munchausen. Arise, Essence of Myrrh. Magnesia, Quarter of Ten.
You are too kind, Your Majesty.
Sounds like lots of stamina.
Sounds like he's right in the click on that
the
one. You know?
Click.
London Bridge is falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
Bugs is making a cake.
London Bridge is falling down.
Face plants right in it, doesn't he?
Arise, sirloin of beef. Oh, shit, man.
You wouldn't hit a bat with glasses, would you? Remember that one, the Transylvania one with Dracula?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
MTS.
I gotta, money. I got to figure out that sweet spot of Bugs Bunny 1950s.
The time frame, yeah.
Like I got
there is there's a sweet spot.
Yeah, and I want every one of those. I want all yep. because man, that right in that 50s, you know,
yeah.
was it early to mid or
yeah? You start getting into the 60s and they start getting a little wonky.
Yeah. But boy, that sweet spot there in the 50s, yeah. man. All of them were just
they were fucking heaters. Oh. Every single one.
High up now on a bad day for a former Knights MTS.
Thank you. Yep. Maurice, well, tonight the palace has said that while Andrew continues to deny any wrongdoing, its thoughts are with survivors of abuse.
Arise, sirloin of beef. I remember being 10 or 11 and that joke whipping my ass.
Oh, yeah.
And it still whips my ass 40 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
But the message is clear. King Charles is drawing a line between the family he leads and the institution he must protect.
Yeah, because Charles is the saint in this.
Only took a decade. Yeah, let's see.
Man, I've been getting clips again for that show.
Clips and clips again.
I got clips again, like I did last summer.
Like we did last summer.
Jesus.
Clips again, like we did last year.
Swear to God, your chubby checker's better now than it was then.
Swear to God, I am. Anyway, you're getting clips.
I don't know for that show.
Sorry, buddy.
Animated show, The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
him sitting there, mummy, please, mummy. He just shits on Camilla, and she don't say a goddamn word.
Nope.
Horse-faced bitch.
She looks better now than she did back in the days.
Hard to believe, but yes, a little bit.
She does. It's wild.
There are falls from grace, and then there's the fall of a man who was once called His Royal Highness.
It's that pussy does it to you, man. It's, you know, it's the, it's what?
You suppose he made them chicks, them fucking 12-year-olds, call him that when they were blowing him? Oh. You suppose? I bet he did. Call me Randy Andy. your Highness.
Sirloin of Beef. Which is our show title now.
Sir Pedophile. Sirloin of Beef is our title.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Sir Kid Toucher.
Sir Toucher of Kids.
Prince Andrew is set to lose his prince title and to leave his mansion in the royal town of Windsor,
according
to a shock statement tonight by Buckingham Palace.
Those years you fuck kids, and then 10 years.
Ten years
went,
now.
All right. Now
we got to do something about this.
In it says King Charles has quote initiated a formal process to remove the style, titles, and honors of Prince Andrew.
Man.
Prince Andrew will also.
Everything's. We have to initiate the process. No, you just don't call him that anymore because it don't mean shit anyway.
It doesn't mean anything. I know. I understand.
Idiots.
He'll, quote, now be known simply as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. And formal notice has now been served to surrender the lease on his home, the Royal Lodge.
So.
I wonder how many Royal Lodges he gave out at the island.
And if you're like me, you wonder, you know, where is he going to live now?
Who cares?
Well,
he lives in the street.
No, you know better than that. It's a house that got passed down from the Queen to Charles. It's a private residence that he's going to be able to live in now.
Oh, yeah.
The move follows years of controversy over Andrew's association with convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, as well as allegations of abuse by Virginia Giuffre.
No. Jeff Epstein, the financier.
Yeah. No. It was good with money. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a great clip out there with Jim Downey on the Conan podcast. It's a year or two old by this point. But Downey is pretending that he doesn't know. Like, he's friends with
like
Epstein.
Seriously pretending he doesn't know?
He's pretending he doesn't know. For the joke.
I got you. Okay.
But he's pretending he doesn't know. Like, he and Epstein are great friends, but he doesn't know that there's all these issues. It's so funny.
Epstein, I see it. No one, you know, criticizes him, and yet.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is a double standard.
Jim,
it's wrong.
Hold on. Much has been said about Jeffrey Epstein. Terrible things.
I'm talking about Jeff Epstein, the New York financier.
Yes, we're talking about the same Jeff Epstein.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I never heard.
Oh, it was a big story in the news. Huge.
No.
Yes, for you to say no one ever
Jeff
said.
Jeff Epstein.
Yes.
Jeff Epstein.
Yes, the financier.
With the island.
Yes, he had an island that I've never been to. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, with respect, if there was some news about Jeff Epstein, I would have heard.
No, I don't know what rock you've been under. It was a huge story, and I have to, Jeff Epstein is, I have to tell you, he's gone. He's dead.
What do you mean?
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Sorry, nice try. If Jeff Epstein were deceased, I'm pretty sure I would know about it. Now, I admit, I've not, probably since the pandemic, I've not talked to him.
That would make sense. He's been dead for a number of years, Jim.
I'll tell you, there's one easy way. Let's call Ghislaine Maxwell.
No, we're not calling Ghislaine Maxwell.
We are not.
Why not? Okay.
She's in prison. She's imprisoned for crimes she committed with Jeff Epstein.
Ghislaine's in prison.
Yes. Stop calling her Ghislaine. How do you know these people? Jim.
Conan.
Jim.
All right.
Jim, listen.
Okay.
Listen to
I'm
me.
Just saying, I don't. I'm your friend. You know what? It doesn't matter what you do in your private life.
I don't do anything in my private life.
So fucking. Wow.
Holy fuck, is that the funniest? God damn.
Who met Andrew when she was just 17?
She was only 17. She was hot too at 17. There's a picture of her with Andrew.
Yeah.
She's 17, but she looked 14. And that's probably why they liked her.
Died by suicide earlier this year.
Wink.
After receiving a multi-$1 million settlement from Andrew. Earlier this month, he relinquished his remaining titles, including the Duke of York, ahead of the posthumous.
Sir Loin of Beef.
Including the loin of beef.
I swear to you, on my mother's tombstone, I remember being like 10 and laughing balls off at that scene.
Yeah.
Sir Loin of Beef.
And I think, the names were great, but the voice that they used for the caricature, the voice was fucking fantastic.
Fucking
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Arise. Sir Loin of Beef.
Wham! He just keeps beating his ass with that scepter. real quick on DeForvid for the last time this year.
Oh, no. What's up with DeForvid?
By the time we come back, I bet you that
he's in the...
I bet you he's
in the pokey.
Yeah. A private... Private detective investigating the rental house of rapper DeForvid claims to have discovered farm tools in the $20,000 a month Los Angeles mansion that he had been renting. Well, the 15-year-old girl went missing.
Huh.
Steve Fisher was hired by the owner of the Hollywood Hills manse to comb through the former pad of Queensborn DeForvid, as part of his three-week ongoing investigation, the private detective said he discovered multiple tools normally used on farms that he claimed, quote, could be used to get rid of a body, end quote. Blah, blah, blah. The investigator cited parking citations, license plate reader data, and home and neighborhood security cameras to make the determination that the Tesla stopped being used after the first 2 months of 2025. I remember they found her body in it in July or whatever it was. Black Tesla on February 27th received its 45th parking citation. But the next citation didn't occur until September 3rd, according to data shared by Fisher. Security footage showed the SUV was last moved from its normal spot in front of DeForvid's home on July 29th. Parked a few blocks away.
My Tesla gets citations.
I am only angry I didn't think of that. DeForvid had another Tesla that was found in the garage at the home he was renting. This one was a red 2025 Model Y with a lease. Blah, blah, blah. Just as the older car appeared to stop being used.
Was this a body-free Model Y?
This apparently was a corpse-free Tesla. Canceled this world tour and hiring high-powered attorney Blair Burke.
Huh.
Who previously worked for disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. And we saw how well that turned out. So things are looking good for DeForvid, I guess.
Boy, nothing says I'm innocent than the quick hiring of a high-priced lawyer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, DeForvid will be in the joint when we come back.
Buddy, he will go
away.
He's
out of the way.
He will go away while
while
we're on break. We have an update on the monkeys that we talked about.
I thought you meant the group, you fuck.
There's only one left.
You know they weren't a real group, right?
It's more like monkey.
Yeah. Hey, hey, I'm the monkey.
Hey,
and
hey.
I'm the only one
I'm
around.
I'm the only one around. I'm too busy singing. Because they didn't pay me anything in the 60s.
Because I'm not in the ground.
Boy, they sure did tour like they were a real band, though.
Yeah.
The one guy...
Nesmith was talented. He had, you know...
He worked hard to learn that instrument,
mm-hmm.
come to find out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Jones could sing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to a month or so ago a Monkees Greatest Hits record.
Yeah?
And I gotta tell you, there's some fucking bangers on there, for real. Like...
Zilch.
Yeah, I mean...
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob.
They were written by everybody else.
Yeah,
but,
right. You
know, but that's doesn't stop Frank from getting in. Didn't stop Elvis from getting in.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like that's not a disqualifying factor at all.
Elvis didn't write.
No.
Music. He didn't write any of
his
shit, did he?
No.
Nothing. Yeah.
No. Oh, that's all right. I mean, not that that
Sinatra. Sinatra never wrote anything. Nope. He just performed standards. You know.
That's what. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure didn't.
Continue covering the case of the missing monkeys this evening. Only one monkey is now missing.
Monkey.
Shock the monkey.
I love that song.
Continue covering the case of the missing monkeys this evening. Only one monkey is now missing.
We talked about this last week, of course, before Jeff went off on a racial tirade, but...
What?
The vehicle turned over.
Truckload of monkeys went missing? Oh, well.
Buddy,
wow.
Buddy, that thing.
Was this in Alabama?
They said.
Oh, Mississippi.
It was Mississippi. And they made it sound like these monkeys had all the maladies. They had COVID. They had Hep B. They had
Hep C.
All this stuff. And then now they're going, nah, they're fine. They don't have anything. If you see it, kill it. But for no particular reason, we had to kill five of the six of them for no reason. But we're just letting you know, if you happen to see one, call the cops immediately. Like, come on, man.
Reported to you yesterday that a homeowner in Jasper County shot and killed one of the three monkeys over the weekend. Today, the
Where's that dog noise coming?
Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks reports that a second
it's
monkey
wildlife,
was found dead.
Man.
Can we take B-roll without wild animals in the fucking background?
Oh, and recently, they didn't say when or where it was found or how it died.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not enough time to hear them all. Oh, sorry I'm late. There was trouble at the lab with the running and the exploding and the crying. One of the monkeys stole the glasses off my head. Oh, no, wait, please. No, please, I have a funny story. If you listen, I even wrote theme music. There, listen. Hey, hey. Professor Frink will make you laugh, will make you think. He likes to run, and then the thing with the person. Oh, boy. That monkey is going to pay.
Wait a minute.
Another development in that story, WDAM didn't manage to obtain Sheriff's Department's...
WDAM.
Damn.
Body camera footage.
Pin your wig down. Because damn, it's about to get serious.
Pin your wig down. Because I'm about to blow it off. And I can't wait to video store this.
Footage from last week when law enforcement responded to the truck crash that initially released the monkeys. We're working on that story for you right
now. Release the monkeys.
Release the monkeys.
Right now, and you can see it coming up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Well, why keep that from us?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Cunt.
And a biomedical research organization is claiming ownership of the primates. Early this morning, WDAM received a statement from Prelabs LLC. Uh-huh. That statement reads in part, quote, "The animals were being lawfully transported in compliance with all federal and state regulations."
Yep, all is well. Nothing to see here.
What? Boy, that sounds like propaganda.
It's important for you to know that we killed five of them right off the bat. For no reason, we just did it to do it. They're fine. They were fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
So Mississippi's still holding true to its. We just killed five of them for no reason.
To a licensed research facility. Uh-huh. The animals being transported were not infected with COVID-19, hepatitis, and herpes. No. This is documented by the supply.
Well, I tell you, hep, COVID, and herpes. Sounds like my last doctor's visit.
Sounds like those test results I just got.
Oh, boy.
Myers Veterinary Health Certificate, as well as confirmed by third-party testing and diagnostic services. Now, we are cooperating.
There is nothing to see here.
Nope. Everything's all right.
We killed them for no damn good reason.
...meeting with authorities and reviewing all safety procedures to ensure the continued well-being of both the animals and the community, end quote.
Well, I don't think those five dead ones' well-being is going to, you know...
are not infectious. Anyone who sees them, though, is asked to contact the Mississippi Wildlife Fisheries and Parks Wildlife Bureau for no reason. For no reason at all.
Monkeys are fine. We just ask that you shoot on sight.
All is well.
All is well.
All is well.
Kevin Bacon's first role.
And we did mention in passing the... it took Mississippi until the 1990s to pass the 13th Amendment.
1993.
Well, no, come to find out, Jeff.
96.
Ratification requires 3/3. The 1995 ratification. 95. In 1995, two Mississippi citizens discovered the state had never formally ratified the amendment. They lobbied the legislature, which passed a resolution on March 16, 1995, to ratify it retroactively. However, the resolution was never sent to the federal government, a clerical oversight. In 2013, after watching the film Lincoln, Dr. Ron John Batra noticed Mississippi was listed as unratified on some records, alerted authorities. And on February 7th, 2013, Mississippi's Secretary of State officially transmitted the 1995 ratification to the Federal Register.
Those motherfuckers didn't officially ratify the 13th Amendment until the 21st century.
2013. It was a clerical oversight in 1995.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. You got the paperwork? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Fucking tell me. Now, I don't know how long it's been since we asked states to ratify an amendment, but some old-timer around town's got to know the answer to the question there.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That does it for updates. Get to some news on TGO Radio for the last time this year.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
American Hitler.
Tonight on Fox 10 Investigates, a Superior Court judge abruptly resigns after an incident with police, but Yavapai County did not release details.
Well, that was their audio issue, ours.
Right.
Initially, on what led up to the resignation.
That's where we come in. And now Prescott Police body cam footage shows the judge allegedly urinating in the street.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Fox 10 investigator Justin Lum has the video, the report, the court filings. After confirming the identity of the public official.
Uh-huh. She. It's a she.
Uh-huh.
Pissing in the street.
Uh-huh.
Which,
and throwing up.
And she's a pig. A pig woman.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Uber. This is disgusting.
Look at it's just time for a little drinky poo.
Drinky poo. Right past the fucking click.
Just after 1:30 in the morning on October 4th, and the woman who just pulled up her pants, sitting on the bench, is now face to face with Prescott Police. She is Judge Pro Tempore Christine Schaff Olson. The location is known to many as Whiskey Row at Montezuma and Gurley Street on the same block.
Well, that's your first problem. What do you expect her to do at Whiskey Row?
No shit.
Is the courthouse plaza where Schaff Olson works.
I don't want to have a drink in public now at this age, let alone get hammered and piss on the street. Someone with a real job. Like, this is a judge,
yeah,
this woman.
Right.
Or was.
Yeah, it was.
A source,
yeah,
who wishes
judge
to remain anonymous obtained this body cam footage, providing it to Fox 10. As the officers try to identify her, Schaff Olson's husband gets involved.
This
hump. Yeah.
This bulky head cocksucker,
right, yeah,
comes strolling in.
Yeah, he's going to run the show.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you her husband?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you hang out over by the cab for me?
Nope. Come on.
Yeah, you can, because I'm conducting an investigation.
For what?
Because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several people.
That wasn't her.
That's Jason.
Nope, not us.
I just...
1:30 in the morning, nobody else around. No, it wasn't us. Nope.
I need you to stand over there by the cab. Nope.
Nope.
And that, I just... One bullet to one kneecap.
I was just going to say, why can't you fucking kneecap him?
I just want him...
Yep.
He can scream over by the cab.
Exactly.
I just...
Like fucking... who played Curly Bill in Tombstone? Played Tolliver. God damn it. Powers Booth.
Yeah, yeah.
In the very first scene of that movie when the cowboys all go to that Mexican wedding and they're talking to the cop that they went, you know... With the kill, somebody get that speck on his knees. Boom, shoot him right in the fucking knee.
I just,
yeah,
man.
No, I'm with you.
And it's tough intellectually for me because I understand that kind of a police state is how you get people to behave. But it's intellectually, I know that's not the way to do it.
Right.
But man, I want that guy's fucking kneecap blown out in that situation. I told you twice. You go over by that fucking cab, I'm going to blow your goddamn brains out.
Yep.
And I just, that's what my, every fiber of me wants that so bad. But I know it's not the way.
I know. Well, yeah, I hear
Olson,
you.
The judge's husband, and also the Parks and Recreation manager for the town of Chino Valley.
Now that lines up.
Police say Olson did not listen to instructions to back away, and as he's being detained, officers say he resisted arrest by tensing up his right arm before being taken to the ground.
Get your ass on the ground, dude.
I'm not doing anything. Get your ass on the fucking ground. Get on the ground.
They put me on the ground.
They put me on the ground. ass on the fucking ground. You fucking hump.
Fencing up his right arm before being taken to the ground.
Get your ass on the ground, dude.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything. Oh, yeah, you're a badass when you're fucking...
Yeah.
Now you're not doing it.
No, no. 5:15, we're fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I just kind of fucking...
Oh, it is.
I'm not saying you got to put the barrel in his mouth and blow his brains out, but maybe you blow out one of his cheeks.
Yeah.
You know, like just to fucking shoot like some meat out of his fucking cheek and just...
Yeah, just put a hole in it.
I need you to shut the fuck up and sit down for 10 minutes while I do this.
That's all I'm asking you to do.
And if you don't, you're going to lose a fucking patella. Okay?
Grab the cuffs.
The police report says Schaff Olson showed signs of intoxication.
No.
No.
Come on.
And slurred
fucking
her speech.
Whiskey Row strikes again.
Yeah. Fucking booze snuck up on her. Whiskey Row caught her unawares.
Schaff Olson was appointed as a judge for Yavapai County Superior Court in 2023. She was a partner for her own law firm for 2 years and has been practicing law for a decade.
It was the law firm of Dewey Cheatham and Howe. Apparently it was a law firm where you could drink at your desk, I guess.
And piss and shit at your desk, too, apparently.
Man, that's living. You know. That is living.
According to her LinkedIn resume, if you listen closely, she emphasizes her official title.
Minimum, you're getting a ticket.
You know, my name is Judge Christine Olson.
You know, my name is Judge Olson. You have to do this. Do you know who I am?
Do you know I'm the liquor?
Some people ask me, am I still the liquor?
You know, you're wondering whether I'm still the liquor.
No.
No.
Guess what?
What?
I'm on top of the liquor.
Ah.
I am the monkey in charge of bananas.
I am the monkey.
What's my secret?
In charge of the bananas.
This little device right here. I just take a little blow, and it tells me when it's time for a little top up.
Top up.
Because when I first got this, I used to ride it around 0.20, which is fucking wasted, 24/7. But now, I leave it at 0.12, which is perfect. It's right in the fucking slot. Just past the click. That wonderful moment. Just like Julian. I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Oh,
look at that. 0.10. Time for a little drinky poo. Cheers, genitals.
Cheers, genitals. You have to do this. You know who I am? I am Judge Olson.
The report also says several witnesses walked by minutes earlier and waved the officer down after they saw the judge urinating.
Are they visiting? I have no idea. She's useless. She can't even spell her name.
She's useless. Hey, you stand over by the cab. Shut the fuck up, all right?
He reached out to the Yavapai County Superior Court for comment.
What a dumb name for a county. Yavapai County?
Oh, everything's a fucking native name down there.
The court administrator's initial news release just days after the incident.
I got a release for you.
Said Schaff Olson resigned to attend to personal matters.
Yes, her galloping alcoholism.
The latest statement from Yavapai County Superior Court says in part, the Superior Court is aware of the allegations against Judge Christine Schaff Olson. This information was brought to...
Do you know who I am? I am Judge Olson.
...to the court's attention on October 4. Judge Schaff Olson accepted full responsibility and formally submitted her resignation on Monday, October 6. To ensure coverage of her calendar, Judge Schaff Olson agreed her last day on the bench would be October 31.
All right, this is your...
I fucking love this. She just spent 3 weeks just going, fuck. I am so fucked.
Oh, I'm
here.
So fucked.
Citation, it's a misdemeanor for urinating or defecating in public, okay? So you're going to have to sign it, promising to appear in court in about a month, all right? Your husband's going to be
transported. I'll be at court tomorrow morning for work, you fuckhead.
I'm going to be right there.
I go to court every day.
At 9 o'clock. You know, you maybe ask, am I still the pisser? No.
Works at the Yavapai County Jail. He'll be booked in there.
Jason Olson was cited for resisting arrest, interfering with a crime.
I would have wished she'd have been so out of it that she'd have, would have tried to try her own case right there on the spot.
I find you not guilty.
I find me not guilty.
Oh, well, thank you.
You
very
can
much.
Go, Judge. Well, thank you.
Well,
very
thank
much.
You, Your Honor. I appreciate the kiss, the consideration. Sirloin of beef.
Scene investigation and obstruction of government operations.
Officer line of beef.
I find me not guilty. Well, thank you very much. That's the least I
can. You can take the citation and shove it up your ass.
It's the least I could do.
His employer, the town of Chino Valley, has not responded to our request for comment. Body cam footage shows Judge Schaff Olson struggling to sign the citation.
Jesus Christ.
Right here on the screen. On the screen.
Fucking got one eye fucking closed. It's all fucking pie. I can't even fucking got the pen upside down, I'm sure, you know.
Could you flash a light on this? I can't see.
Well, on the screen.
What? On the screen?
The town of Chino Valley has not responded to our request for comment. Body cam footage shows Judge Schaff Olson struggling to sign the citation.
Nope, right here on the screen. On the screen.
Well, on the screen.
On the screen?
Are we good now? Because I need a drink.
I am fucking... how dry I am. Is this out of the screen?
Her attorney tells Fox 10 that she had some sort of medical issue that night.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Isn't that great when people get drunk and caught? It's always
she
a
was
medical
fucking
issue.
Fucking hammered is what happened.
Which has no bearing on her performance as a judge. No. And he's confident that when more information comes to light in the appropriate forum, the matter will be resolved favorably.
Lawyers are just the fucking worst.
When more information comes to light, yeah. When we put our spin on this in the proper forum, meaning we go somewhere where people like us and will listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Justin Lum for Fox 10 Investigates.
Jesus Christ. Boy, she was fucking hammered.
On the screen? Yep. You pig woman. Yes. On the screen.
One woman's startling special delivery is catching a lot of attention just days before Halloween. Okay, so the woman had ordered medical supplies to her Kentucky home, so she was expecting the box, but when she brought it inside to open it up, she found a pair of human arms and four fingers sitting on...
Who's the cunt going,
It cost her an arm and a leg.
Did it. Parts weren't expensive, but the shipping was a fucking arm and a leg. I hate you so much.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. But if we got one more day, then you don't have to see me again till February, okay? Otherwise, get fucked at this point. I just side the screen. What a hateable pig woman.
Some people ask, am I still the judge? No.
No. No.
No.
No.
Not at all.
So they
can't judge me anymore.
Am I still the judge? No.
No.
So they're doing this story in the studio, and then you got the guy, the flapping head, reading it, and then his co-host, the flapping head, in the background making
all that racket,
fucking hollering, yeah.
Home, so she was expecting the box, but when she brought it inside to open it up, she found a pair of human arms and four fingers.
I
shut your mouth.
Talk about somebody needing one of the fucking kneecaps.
Two in the mouth. You know what I mean? Talking about my balls. Shut your face.
Sitting on ice.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jeff. No.
Yeah. No.
It's a discovery that startled and alarmed her neighbors.
Oh, that's sad really and alarming.
Birds. I open boxes every day. And I would just.
Professional box opener or what? Oh, you're a lesbian. Oh, okay.
That's what I was in the 80s and 90s. That's what I was in the 80s and 90s. Professional box opener.
Oh, I've opened my fair share of boxes.
And, you know, incidentally, you know, I open boxes every day. I work in the porn industry. And I'll tell you this.
I'm a gynecologist.
How is that a qualification? You know, I have to, you know, I open boxes every day.
Who fucking cares?
I've yet to find hands or any of that stuff in there. Okay, well, then you're qualified to talk to us about this story.
I open a lot of boxes. Oh, do you now?
Boy, do I. I had 3 decades there where I opened up a lot of them, too.
I don't even have words. I open boxes every day.
I don't have the words.
I don't have the words. I'm going to meander for 45 more seconds, though.
I don't have the words, the arms, the legs, the fingers. I don't have none of it.
I would just die. I would scream.
I would just die.
I would just die.
I would just kiss my grits. I would just die.
Startled and alarmed her neighbors.
I don't even have words. I open boxes every day.
I don't understand how that's a fucking qualification.
How is that a fucking recommendation?
God damn it, buddy.
And I would just die. I would scream.
I would just die. I would scream.
And run away.
Yeah, the sheriff's office got involved in all of this, and this wasn't anything sketchy or criminal. Apparently, these body parts were actually meant to go to a medical training facility, and a few mix-up with the courier led to them getting dropped on this woman's doorstep. What would you do if you opened that box?
I would scream bloody murder.
Right.
I would be absolutely frightened.
Oh, my gosh.
And think that someone was trying to, like, send me a message.
These two cock lovers are driving me nuts. Just, okay, guys, stretch. We need about 30 seconds of witty banter at the end of this.
It's a Sicilian message. It means that Luca Brasi bobs in the ocean.
The Sicilian thing. It was an abortion, Michael. Another one of your sons. This Sicilian thing. It was an abortion, Michael. Kind of like that story.
Well, I don't know about you, but I open boxes every day. Every day. I'm fucking just from one box to the next, Brian. Fucking open them nonstop. Always got my hand opening a box.
Well, sounds to me you're qualified to comment on this story, then.
Always got my foot up a dog's ass. Bam, bam.
Sir dog of ass.
Yeah. Arise.
Arise. Sir dog of ass.
I shall knight thee, your most gracious majesty. In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh, of magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind, your majesty.
You are too kind. You signed the screen? You are too kind, your majesty. Arise, sir. God damn it.
Got lots of stamina.
London Bridge is falling down.
If more exclusive footage of the judge on Whiskey Row
arrives, sirloin of beef.
Yes, Majesty. In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef.
God damn, that's going to whip my ass all the way home. Jeff, I will let you determine the remainder of our show today.
Okay.
You give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
All right.
We'll do it or we won't.
We'll do it live.
I have a story about how Kim Kardashian doesn't believe the moon landing was real.
Okay.
Now, you tell me if you want to do it, we'll do it. But if you don't, we're out.
Oh, is that it? It's either that or we're out?
You tell me, because... Yeah, that's. I've got another story here, but it's not worth getting.
I think we got to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we. I think we got it.
All right.
We got to do that because I'm with her. You know me. I mean,
I do.
Moon landing shit's just, you know, there's too much evidence to fucking call it real.
Oh, before we get to that, here's a random sound clip I've had sitting around for weeks. Have been meaning to bring in, and I haven't. And I'll play it now. Then we'll get on to your girl, Kim Kardashian.
Y'all need to wake the fuck up. If you don't know by fucking now, did you know ICE has warheads? Did you know this? Did you know ICE has fucking warheads? And you know the only place that ICE can use these is on American soil? Did you fucking know that? Did you fucking know that? So that means that that starry-ass motherfucker in the Oval Office plans to use these goddamn warheads on American soil, on American citizens. Y'all need to wake the fuck up to this. Now, goddammit, I've had it. If you don't...
Fuck it. Pin your wig down, cunt. Relax.
Better pin your wig down.
Because I'm telling you, ICE's got nukes or whatever.
Because I'm about to blow it off.
Need to wake the fuck up to this. Now, goddammit, I've had it.
That may be a drop.
Wow. Next season. God damn it, I've had it.
Now, God damn it, I've had it.
That's,
if you don't.
That's good.
Now, God damn it, I've had it, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm fucking mad too, Eddie.
Now, God damn it, I've had it. If you don't see what the fucking problem is this, you are the goddamn fucking disease of this fucking country. And may God have fucking mercy on your soul when all this shit show is over.
May God have mercy on your orphan beaten soul. Gas sniffing orphan beaten soul.
Wow. On the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Stop. Wait, for the record, do you think that we didn't walk on the moon?
I don't think we did. I think it was fake.
Kim Kardashian diving deeper into her theories while speaking with actress Sarah Paulson.
Listen, for starters, she can't define what the word theory actually means, so...
Any of you, like, so far, a million interviews with both Buzz Aldrin and...
Yes.
The other one.
Do it.
Oh, the other one. Okay, great. Thank you.
Let's not get
for that
too
concise
technical.
Fucking evidence here.
This girl says, what was the scariest moment? And he goes, there was no scary moment because it didn't happen. It could have been scary, but it wasn't because it didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
Now that's scary.
Ooh, buddy. I've been keeping all these from getting to you. I've been killing these in the crib. But I'm telling you, if they were to get to you.
Some Sid's farts, huh? Sid's farts could be the show title, too.
Starring Sid's Caesar.
Somebody want to poke him? He's not breathing. Oh, man. Sid, now it's time for Sid Caesar and your crib of death.
Sid's Caesar and your crib of death.
Sid's Caesar has to be a character next year somehow. Oh, we got to develop that.
Sid's... Jeff and I are a little punch drunk here at 5:35 on the East Coast.
Kardashian now pushing a 50-year-old conspiracy theory, and NASA is not having it. Acting Administrator Sean Duffy firing out a quick response on X. Yes, Kim Kardashian, we've been to the moon before 6 times.
If we had actually faked the moon landing, the Soviet Union would have called us out on it.
Eileen Collins.
Fair, I suppose. That's I suppose that's a fair statement.
Was the first female space shuttle commander.
Oh, boy. Well, that's another fake thing.
Risk their lives to do something that important and then have someone say it didn't happen. I can understand why many of them.
She was the first space shuttle female stewardess.
Air waitress.
Air waitress.
Boy, they don't like it when you refer to them as air waitresses.
No,
The stews, they don't like that at all, man. The stews. No, they don't. Air waitress, can I have a drink, please? Leave the can. Leave the can.
Leave the can, bud.
Would be upset about that.
That's one small step for man.
Fake.
One giant leap for mankind.
Buzz Aldrin, the second person to walk on the moon just after Neil Armstrong, is no stranger to being bombarded by these conspiracy theories.
Remember when Buzz Aldrin put that fucking guy's lights out?
Fucking punched that dude right in the nose, man.
It was awesome. It was beautiful. This guy walks up and goes, I think it was fake. And Buzz was like, oh yeah? Bop!
Yeah.
Bibbidi bop.
In fact, in 2002, Aldrin, while outside of
was that 25 years ago already?
Beverly Hills Hotel, was confronted by filmmaker Bart Sibrel, who asked him to swear on a Bible that the moon landing was real or admit it was a hoax. Aldrin's reaction caught on camera, a punch to the face.
He fucking, like that old man strength. He just like bop. It was great.
That's your...
Oh, man.
What is it? Your pension for the cocky rejoinder for many punches to the face.
Earned you many punches to the face.
LAPD never prosecuted Aldrin.
No point in that.
Saying it was provoked.
Yeah.
The Buzz Aldrin clip Kardashian is using as her evidence went viral a couple of years ago and was quickly debunked. It was taken out of context from a 2015 interview. Kardashian falsely saying,
there's no gravity on the moon. Why is the flag blowing?
It's waving because they're shaking it.
Buddy, I've seen the Kim Kardashian and the Ray J fuck tape. And that girl's got talents, but they're not intellectual. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
She's sucking and fucking. She's begging for a load. Like, that's where I need, that's where I need you to be. If that's what you are, that's where I need you to be.
There you go.
I can't have you talking about the moon landing.
Can't have you being a fucking astrophysicist here, sweetheart. When is her debate with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Well, Jeff, Sasha Gray has thoughts on Palestine.
Oh, does she?
Great. Why don't you go take 5 more loads to your dome? I don't give a fuck what you think about Palestine. Go suck another dick.
Forget about Palestine and just come do these pals of mine.
Fucking exactly. No, I can't take you seriously, Sasha, as an intellectual force. Incidentally, and there has to be such a thing because there's been so many of probably the greatest porn star that ever lived. But if you've had your tongue in the assholes of 18 men, I can't take you seriously when you want to talk about, Palestine. I can't do this.
The trouble is a lot of people out there that don't really give two fucks about something that happened in 1969 because, again, they weren't born until, this century. That's fine. I totally get that, But because they're fucking fans of this cunt and look up to her, now all of a sudden they're experts too. And no, we didn't land on the moon. Because they look up to these fucking dunderheads.
You can watch them.
Scientists point to more recent satellite images capturing the remnants of the Apollo mission.
To fake that?
It's photoshopped.
Duh. Fuck. Just like Oswald with a rifle.
Exactly.
Requires such a high level of sophistication of computer-generated imagery and special effects. We actually weren't capable of faking that film-wise.
You ever seen 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Just going to say.
That fucking film still holds up.
That would have been some surprise to Stanley Kubrick, actually, to hear that.
Asked Kim Kardashian for comment, but have not yet heard back. NASA's Sean Duffy, though, offering a dose of reality and inviting her to watch the next moon launch with her own eyes.
At the studio in Van Nuys.
When does California fall off the fucking... When does the San Andreas Fault finally give up the ghost and fucking kick that state into the fucking ocean?
Not soon enough,
God
buddy.
God damn. Boy, that'd solve a lot of fucking problems.
Sure would.
Just split that fucking...
For today, Stephen Romo, NBC News.
Romo says what?
Careful, Romo. Don't fumble the next line.
Romo says what? Romo. Romo.
Phil Collins, right? You fucking...
Romo says what? Oh, whew.
Okay. Now, are we done?
Hey, are we done? We didn't have to do that.
Is that how you're going to go out for the season?
No. How I'm going to go out is dangling at the end of a rope in my garage. Okay.
Oh. Jesus Christ. I gave you fucking sirloin of beef. I gave you. What else did I give you today?
I gave you shake hands with beef. I gave you my beef mailbox. All right. Well, let's see. How long we've been recording?
That's
a long time. Well, you got 5 weeks of instructional film.
Learn something. All right? Fucking learn something.
Who, me or Kim Kardashian?
No, the people that are going to watch.
I was going to say, because it's over for me. it's I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
The book about the history of Kmart wasn't too bad.
Did you finish it?
I did.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Interesting little bit of American consumerism history there.
Yeah. I found where the Kresge store was that we used to... in that block downtown there.
Did you? Did you go find it?
On that corner. Well, I used to have to work down there every day.
When you were working the corners?
Well, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. And again, 5 weeks of film study, 7 weeks of Worst Ofs, and... Oh, boy. Oh, should I try to do it one more time? No, let's not do that. This has been...
I gave you Sid Caesar today.
I gave you Sid Caesar.
You wouldn't have got there without me.
That's why we're a team, Daddy-O. All right, I guess. Sid Caesar. So good. The pleasure has been all ours. We'll see you in February. This has been TGO Radio.
Well, this sucks. I am out of here.